It's Monday, April 25th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Revenue growth of 50% or more with customer experience. How many are truly all cloud now? And rating washing machines for chips. This is the business of tech. Starting the week with customer experience. A survey from Salesforce resulted in several key data points. Quoting ZDNet to pull some highlights. Companies are leaving money on the table. By breaking silos between employee experience and customer experience, it can lead to a massive opportunity for revenue growth of up to 50% or more. Companies think they have to choose between prioritizing employee or customer experiences, and customer experience is winning. Approximately 9 in 10 C-suite members at 88% say employees are encouraged to focus on customers' needs above all else, even though the C-suite knows that a powerful customer experience starts with an employee-first approach. There is a disconnect between C-suite perception and employee experience. 71% of C-suite leaders report their employees are engaged with their work, when in reality, only 51% of employees say they are. 70% of leaders report their employees are happy, while only 44% of employees report that they are happy. The disconnect is undermining EX, CX, and ultimately growth. 74% of C-suite executives say that no one at their company truly owns the employee experience, and only one in three companies excel at creating a seamless EX-CX experience. Outdated technology and siloed data strategies deepen that misalignment between employees and the C-suite. 52% of C-suite members believe their corporate technology is working effectively compared to just 32% of employees. The majority of C-suite leaders, 73%, say they do not know how to use their company's employee data to drive change. I wanted to pair this with a piece in NextGov, which focused on the December 2021 executive order around customer experience. Rather than make customers understand the bureaucracy, the White House's vision focuses on life experiences for those seeking assistance. Quote, for Americans facing retirement, surviving a disaster, transitioning out of the military, having children, or experiencing financial shock, the Biden administration wants to offer a path to services that doesn't require knowledge of how the government is organized, end quote. It even comes with a goal for Americans seeing services to be able to apply in 20 minutes, enroll within 24 hours, and get services in a week. Why do we care? This remains where the value is, and the U.S. government sees it too. Anything with 50% or more revenue growth gets my attention and should get yours. The survey is the guidance, too. Not having ownership of CX or management disconnected from employee reality. These are both actionable areas internally and services when considered externally. And consider that the very understandable goal from the U.S. government, which makes complicated ideas around service very tangible. Apply, enroll, and get services with metrics. Some data from Foundry in a new survey. Only 7% of enterprises are truly all cloud. This number is likely to more than double over the next 2 years, but still represents the minority of enterprises. Half of the executives surveyed said their organization's total IT environment is, quote, some on the cloud, but mostly on-premises, while over a third, 34%, is mostly cloud, but some on-premises. And only 7% is all cloud. The all cloud number is expected to increase by some 250% over the next 18 months to 17% who plan to shift everything they have to the cloud. As for the future, 72% of IT leaders say their organization is defaulting to cloud-based services when upgrading or purchasing new technical capabilities. About half, 46% of respondents, predict their organization's total IT environment will be mostly cloud, but some on-premises by then, up from 34%. Why do we care? I've received criticism from listeners about being too all-in on the cloud. I'll own my bias, which is to focus on the direction I think things are moving, even if it means being further ahead than the reality of the ground. First, I think that places one in the competitive advantage spot where I want to be. Second, it prepares for the future reality by pulling it forward rather than waiting to be in the average. And a short item to note, ASML's CEO pointed out in an earnings call recently that the chip shortage is so dire that large industrial companies are buying washing machines to rip out chips and repurpose them. It's not just an anecdote. He observed it's happening everywhere and that the Internet of Things is driving demand for older chips. Why do we care? The creativity. Organizations crunched the numbers and focused on where they could maximize the value of those chips, and it wasn't even in the completed products. It's that somewhat out-of-the-box thinking I wanted to highlight, because the other reason to care is that this tells us the chip shortage will continue for a while. No one wants to rip apart completed products if they can be sold soon. PC-Matic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.